Puck. Now it's Mergis. Now it's Mackenzie Melnick. She sends it across. Pulaski for Thumbsell. Knocks it out, and now it's McMinn with the puck. Had a head of steam, gets it knocked away. Neutral zone hockey. Michaela Boyle carries it in, and that gets knocked back by North Star. Colin Fitzpatrick had it, and a lot of body on that play right there.
Zimmerman got leveled there, and you're gonna feel that tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think Zimmerman was there trying to get in his way. He did his job, but he paid the price on that one. It is a no-check division, but that doesn't necessarily mean no contact. Puck hanging out in the neutral zone. Boyle sends it in deep. McMinn's going to chase it down, but Leonard's going to play it around the boards for North Star. Sosnowski skates up. He sends it in deep. Leonard with the puck. That one gets stolen by... Who is that right there? That is Cruz. And just as I looked down to see who that player was, we have a goal scored, and that was a quick one.
That was their first official shot on net. They hit a post, but posts don't count. So their first shot on goal, one goal for Thumb Cellular.
That's going to be Skyler Cruz on that goal.
All right, we're going to take a media timeout here. It is 1-0 some. Make that Thumb Cellular on Cruise 102 in the WLEW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Make that Cruise 102. I was talking about AM 13 earlier with Michigan State basketball. We're on Cruise 102. We're doing hockey, not basketball. We are back from the break. Pee Wee action. Thumb Cellular up 1-0. Guys, looking at those rosters, a little bit smaller than what you would say would be a normal NHL or even college-type hockey situation. How important is conditioning for kids who are now 11 or 12 years old, even with the shorter periods and even some media timeouts?
Well, I don't think you have to worry too much about conditioning when they're that age. They'll run all day long.
All they know is go. You have to worry about slowing them down.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of starting them young and developing them. Yes, you have to mold them into hockey players. They can skate all day long, any direction they want. You know, it's just telling them where they go, the drills, passing, things like that. They have to learn those skills. They can skate.
Ooh. And speaking of skating, right there, number 11, Mason Ramsey with a little spinorama top of the circle, fires a wrister underneath the pads of Daniel Horetsky, and he has tied this game up.
The possibly the highest goal scorer in Pee Wee history here at Huron County Ice Arena. Mason Ramsey just put one through the five hole of Daniel Horetsky.
And I checked my facts, his 48 goals compared to Thumb Sailor's total team 47 goals is indeed give him the advantage. So, but it's definitely, like you mentioned during the break, we're not seeing right now a 13-1 team against a 3-10 team. These are two teams that are, they're playing some pretty good hockey. They're skating well, they're passing well, they're handling the puck. They seem to be pretty decent players. I haven't had the opportunity to watch much Pee Wee hockey this year, but these guys are pretty good little players.
Yes, they're very good skaters. Obviously, like I said before, the skating part is, believe it or not, in hockey, that's the easy part.
Right.
You know, it's what you do with the puck that's important. It's position.
And right there, as we see the puck inside the Thumbcell defensive zone, the North Star offensive zone, Colin Fitzpatrick getting a shot, but that's turned wide. There's a shot right there by Fitzpatrick, but Heretzi is going to stop that one. And that's going to bring about a full line change for both teams and a faceoff in front of Heretzi to his right. Again, Thumbcell going from left to right. North Star going from right to left in this first period where it's tied 1-1 here in the Silver Blade Tournament.
Definitely do not get as many whistles in Pee Wee than you would in the Midget Division or Bantams for that matter.
Nope, sometimes a little bit slower pace. Sometimes at the beginning you'll get some, but they're settling in as Mellendorf sends it in deep, and it is eventually brought out. Now they're scrumming along the boards as Cruz tries to get it sent in deep. Just Sosnowski now, Chase Sosnowski with the puck. And he was getting ready to rip one from that left circle, but Cruz was just offside a little bit.
And he knew it.
He was just stretching and contorting himself.
And he put his hands in there like, why did I do that? And
Chase might remind him of that sometime later in the game. Hey, remember that time I had a breakaway?
Well, if not, Coach, Mike Mazura will probably let him know about it.
Yeah, he just might. Mike's been around here a long time. Mason Ramsey, the head of steam. Beautiful defensive play by Jack Zimmerman as he knocks away a possible breakaway attempt right there. Looking hard in the corners now. Thumbcell trying to get it out as Ramsey's still over there. Centering pass. Beautiful centering pass and a beautiful shot by Leonard, but Heretzi handles that one and deflects it wide of the net. Zimmerman now with the puck. He's going to skate it out of the zone. Clears the zone. Ramsey with the puck, trying to keep possession of it as he does. And now Cruz clears it out. We're back to the neutral zone. Ramsey skating through a few guys, but he's not going to get through everybody. And Michaela Boyle is there to knock the puck away, and she tries to clear the zone. Held in, though, by North Star. Pulaski keeps it in. She's working hard down there, keeping the puck in the zone. Schistler keeps it in the zone. All these North Star players doing a good job defensively right now, but here comes McMinn along the right side. Had a head of steam, but Leonard there to play some good defense on him. Now the puck's coming the other way. Puck's hanging around in the neutral zone. Leonard trying to go wide, goes through the skates of Champagne, but Boyle there to send it back in the neutral zone. Everybody's back on side. Ooh, nice hard shot by Ramsey again, stopped by Heretzi. Heretzi already with a couple real nice stops so far in this game. Ramsey again gets the puck. We'll check that, that's Miles with the puck. Doesn't matter, it's going to be cleared or almost sent back behind the Thumbcell net. Zimmerman banks it out of there. Puck gets cleared, but no, they say it didn't. Thumbcell trying to get it out of there. Leonard with the puck. Centering pass. Knocked away by Boyle. Great defensive play by Michaela Boyle. Here comes Tulaski. Tulaski skates it out into the neutral zone. Partial change. Boyle goes off. McMinn with the puck along the side. He's going to try and dump it in there. Good defensive play, but poked away by Cooper Glidden. Nice play with the stick by the goalie down there to prevent a possible goal as McMinn was right there waiting to knock that puck in. Puck gets sent deep. It's going to be played behind the net by Chase Sosnowski for Thumbcell. Can't quite get it out of the zone. Now Tulaski hits it out of the zone. Staying in neutral zone, played by North Star. Here comes Mergus. Mergus with the puck. He's going to drop it, and it's going to go into the stick of a North Star player. Caden Geiger now tries to clear it. Held in by Thumbcell. Tulaski shoots it off the shin guards. Mellendorf sweeps the puck across. Sosnowski sends it down deep behind Glidden, behind the net. Played back there by Leonard. Held into the zone by Thumbcell. Centering pass, knocked away. And that'll leave the first period knotted up 1-1 in this Pee Wee Championship.
Thumbsell got the first goal from Cruz. It was Mason Ramsey tying it up for North Star Bank. Back in a minute on Cruz of 102 and the WLEW Sports
Pulowski
Network.
Drain Cleaning in downtown Bad Axe is a proud supporter of the Huron County Ice Arena and the